Visit ovenglish.com for the transcript and practice. Skåne is the southernmost region of Sweden. A region is one part of a country, like a state or an area. It sits close to Denmark and faces the sea. That location matters every day. Farmers grow food on rich land, and fishing towns bring in seafood from the coast. Because both are nearby, cooks in Skåne can use ingredients from field and sea on the same plate. Near the start of one busy lunch service, a young chef in Malmö tasted a spoon of sauce and stopped. Malmö is Skåne's biggest city. He added more dill, a soft green herb, then sent out a plate of herring and potatoes. A visitor from Germany took one bite and went quiet. Then she asked, "Why does this feel so complete?" The chef gave a simple answer, "Because everything on the plate belongs here." That small moment helps explain the story. People are talking about Skåne because its food gives a strong feeling of place. That feeling of place is often called identity. Identity means the character of a person or a group. For Skåne, food is part of regional identity. It tells people, this is who we are. It also connects to culture. Culture means the habits, tastes, and traditions of a community. In Skåne, culture lives in bread, fish, cakes, and coffee breaks. So this is not news about one famous restaurant. It is news about a whole region whose food culture feels alive. The land helps create that culture. Skåne has wide fields, good soil, and a milder climate than northern Sweden. Farmers grow potatoes, onions, carrots, apples, cabbage, and herbs. Cows give milk and cream. This means cooks do not need to search far for ingredients. They can rely on nearby farms. Rely means to depend on something because it is there when you need it. If a cafe relies on local apples, those apples shape the menu in a real way. Here is one vivid example. In autumn, some bakeries in Skåne make apple cake, with fruit picked that same morning from local orchards. An orchard is a place where fruit trees grow. The apples are sliced, baked into a soft cake, and served with cream. That one dessert shows several things at once. It shows the region's farming, the short distance from tree to kitchen, and the local pride. We do not need 10 examples to understand Skåne. One warm slice of apple cake can tell the story. Another important part of life in Sweden is fika. Fika is a coffee break with something small to eat, often sweet. But it is more than a snack. It is a social habit and a pause in the day. In Skåne, fika can happen in a village bakery, a city cafe, or at home with friends. You may see cinnamon buns, cardamom buns, or simple cookies. Listen to the word balanced. Balance means not too much in one direction. Many Skåne sweets feel balanced. They are sweet, but not too sweet. Rich, but not heavy. Can you guess the meaning of balanced from that example? Yes, it means the taste feels even and pleasant. That balanced style appears in savory food too. Herring is a common fish in the region. It is often served with potatoes, onions, and dill. Sometimes there is a sweet-sour sauce. Sweet and sour together create contrast, but the dish still feels calm. It does not try to shock the eater. It tries to taste right. That is a big reason visitors remember it. The sea gives Skåne another layer of identity. Fishing has long been part of life there, and seafood still matters. At the same time, the land gives vegetables, dairy, fruit, and grain. So many meals in Skåne mix sea and land in one natural way. Think of a plate with fish from the coast, boiled potatoes from a nearby field, and sauce made with local cream and herbs. Can you compare that with food from your country? Do people there also mix local land and sea ingredients? Skåne's food culture is also interesting because old and new live together. Some cooks use family recipes from parents or grandparents. Others serve modern dishes in stylish dining rooms. But many of them still rely on the same local base. Again, rely means depend on. A modern chef may use new plating, but the potatoes, fish, cream, or apples often come from close by. So the food changes, yet the regional identity stays clear. There is also a human side to this story. Visitors often say they feel welcome in Skåne's food spaces. A cafe worker may explain where the strawberries came from. A baker may talk about this year's apples. These are small conversations, but they matter. They turn a meal into a connection. One traveler said she first came for the seaside views, but later remembered the bread most clearly. It had a dark crust, a soft middle, and a taste she could not find at home. That shortbread memory tells us something important. Good food news is not always about luxury. Sometimes it is about trust. People trust the ingredients, the seasons, and the hands making the meal. In Skåne, that trust supports the region's culture. It also supports tourism. When visitors feel that a place has a real food identity, they talk about it, return to it, and recommend it to friends. That is one reason Skåne keeps getting attention now. So when people describe Skane as a strong food region, they mean more than the food is nice. They mean the food expresses where it comes from. The farms matter. The sea matters. Fika matters. Local apples, herring, bread, and cream all help tell the same story. In simple words, Skane's culture is on the table. And when visitors taste it, they often feel they are tasting the region itself. Question: what does identity mean in this story? Answer: it means how people see themselves. And Skane shows its identity through local food. Question: why does Skane have both farm food and seafood? Answer: because the region has rich farmland, and also a coastline near the sea. Question: what does rely mean? Answer: it means to depend on something, like a bakery depending on local apples. Question: what is fika? Answer: it is a Swedish coffee break with a snack, and a social pause in the day. Question: why do visitors remember Skane's food? Answer: because the food feels connected to the place, balanced in taste, and full of regional culture. Practice more at ovenglish.com with today's lesson and quiz.